USA News update. Chaos inside a Buffalo, New York courtroom as a man rushed, confessed mass shooter Peyton Gendron. He's the 19-year-old who's pleaded guilty to killing 10 and wounding 3 others at a shooting inside a Buffalo supermarket. Michigan State University has scheduled a candlelight vigil tonight for the victims of this week's mass shootings. 3 were killed, 5 other students severely injured Monday night. As one severe weather system moves out of the Great Lakes region today, another is blasting Colorado and then is heading east. Forecasters say that means snow and wind on the north side of the system. It'll be rain, wind, and maybe some tornadoes on the south side. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose by 3% last month. That's well above the experts' predictions of a 2% rise. Restaurants, autos, and furniture led the way. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's 2 conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the 4th highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.